this is people's livelihoods too that they're messing with. Guys have never pitched in games since then. Guys have won awards that maybe they shouldn't have won. Who knows? I mean, yeah, they're certainly talented ball players, but you know, I personally think it's worse than steroids. I mean, they're gonna have a tough year this year for sure. I mean, they're gonna get wow everywhere they go, rightfully so.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's Chicago Cubs Chris Bryant saying that he thinks what the Astros did, stealing signs, is worse than steroids. So what's worse, Harper, stealing signs or taking steroids?
Well, in my opinion, Chris, stealing signs has been a part of the game as long as people don't want to talk to one another. If you've got a third base coach that's saying, let's hit and run here, everybody knows it. You can't do that because then everybody expects it, so you give a sign. And if you can break the code, there's nothing wrong with breaking the code. You got to fix the way that you communicate with your players and say, here's the pitch I want to throw, or hit and run, run and hit, whatever it is. But when you use technology like they did, in my opinion, I don't know how much bigger this will be than what happened in 1919 with the White Sox and the scandal of them throwing the games, but they had to live with that the rest of their lives. And out of his own mouth, Rob Manfred said, you know what, these guys are going to have to deal with this the rest of their lives.
You know, I'm a reader, and one of the things I really enjoy reading is baseball literature. I read a lot of books about baseball and football. There is a great book written by a guy named Joshua Prager. It's called The Echoing Green. If you're a reader, not only is it my favorite baseball book, it's one of the best four or five books I've ever read. It's tremendous. It's called The Echoing Green.
Go Dog Go is one of my favorite books. Is this better than Go Dog Go?
Slightly.
Okay, good.
Slightly.
So I should try to pick it up. Is it more complicated? Because I don't know, like, two-syllable words, Chris.
Well, it's, you know, your wife can help you. Maybe she could read it to you.
Okay, that's good. That's good right there.
Maybe she could read it to you at, you know, a little bedtime story before you go to
sleep.
Green
Eggs and Ham is about as high as I get up on the list.
But The Echoing Green is about the 1951 Giants.
Shot heard around the world.
You know the famous call by Russ Hodges, the Giants win the pennant, He says it six times. It is about that story. And the Giants came back. Willie Mays was a rookie. They come back from being down 15 games or whatever it is late in that summer.
In September, yeah.
And come back and
surpass the Dodgers.
And that's where we get to the playoff, the three-game playoff game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants to go on to the World Series. The Giants were stealing signs during that season. They had a guy in center field of the Polo Grounds with a telescope who was using his telescope to peer in at the catcher's signals behind home plate. At that time, he would then signal. They had some sort of buzzer system. Sound familiar? Some sort of buzzer system set up that would ring down in the bullpen. And at the Polo Grounds, the bullpen was down the right field line. So for a right-handed hitter, when you stepped out of the batter's box, you could glance down the line and look at what was there in the bullpen, and either the guys in the bullpen, they had a guy on the end of the bench. He would stand up if it was this pitch.
Fastball or curveball?
Yep.
They had a
down, cross this leg, it's this pitch. Cross the other leg, it's that pitch. That's how long, I mean, they had the system, and this is something that Prager, who at the time, I believe in 2001, uncovered this story while working for, I believe, the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. You can Google him. You can pull it up. You can read a little bit about it. And then he wrote the entire story on it. It's fantastic what went into, in 1951, the steel signs.
Well, it's the telescope. They probably had to make a rule. No more telescopes. And if the Giants had broken the rule the following year, that's my problem.
Bobby Thompson, by the way, says that he did not steal the sign before he hit the home run.
Of course he said that.
That's what he's saying.
Did he take it to his grave?
He went to his grave saying that he did not steal the sign. So take that for what you will. Music means I got to shut up.
Yeah.
Ken's telling me get this to a break. All right, Harper and I will come back. We will wrap it up. Takeaway of the day, that is next. Chris and Harper in for Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.